Blog Talk Radio. This morning to welcome you to the Charmaine Show on Blog Talk Radio. Good morning. This is your host, Charmaine, on the Charmaine Show on Blog Talk Radio. As always, I will be touching on work-life balance. And of course, as a work-life balance expert and coach, of course, I have to talk about this on every single show. So once again, good morning. Happy Wellness Wednesday. This is your host, Charmaine, on the Charmaine Show Blog Talk Radio. And I hope your morning started off fantastic. Well, mine started off, of course, with some delicious, strongly brewed coffee from the Dominican Republic. So have a sip of that, and then we'll get right on in. Today, we will discuss work-life balance and the impact on relationships. So, of course, work-life balance and relationship conflict. And when we talk about balance and work-life balance, because my career, everything that I'm passionate about, for the most part, has to do with balancing, has to do with bringing our lives into equilibrium with all the aspects of what we have to work with, what we have to deal with, what we have to live through each day. And so relationship is the closest thing to our own selves, right? So our relationship to ourselves, number one, and our relationship with our loved ones, our immediate families, our spouses, our children, our work people, all of that, you know, everyone that comes into our life is a relationship, right? Whether they last a minute or 100 years, it is in relation to how you focus, how you reflect, and it is all in relation to how you operate on a daily basis. And every relationship does have an impact on our life. But today I'm going to talk about our relationship in our homes, with our spouses, with our lovers, with our loved ones, right? So I'm going to focus in on that relationship today and how work-life balance impacts that. So first of all, I just want to just go out and just say it has been a concern for many of us, for many individuals, how work-life balance plays into the quality of our romantic life, of our relationships with the people that are in our life, right? And so if you're not able to balance that, we can bring that into our job, into our work day. If you're not happy, if you're not feeling fulfilled, if you're not feeling satisfied in your intimate relationships, then it does play a role in how you go off on your day to work. Now, for a lot of us, we may be able to compartmentalize, shut it down, you know, leave it at the door, as they say, but you can't leave it at the door forever. You can maybe decide, you know, with your breathing exercises and your routines and all that, decide, oh, I'm not going to bring this to work with me today. But it is in the periphery, right? If you're not happy in your relationship, it can impact your work. So I'm going to focus in more on that. And I must say, it is a gorgeous day outside, because every day is gorgeous to me. Sometimes I wish if I was doing this visual, like on my YouTube or something, how amazing it would be just to be able to show the beauty of the day. But wherever you are, however you woke up, today is a beautiful day, whether it's puffy out overcast clouds or bright sunshine or the ocean or the mountains or, you know, trees or cars or roads, whatever it is, own that today and make it a beautiful day. So guilt can result from working too much, right? So I want to talk about that, how we can degrade our relationships with our loved ones through too much work. Guilt can be a result of working too much. You can have one partner that is aware and the other partner being unaware of the lack of attention or romance. And so when one person or both people, or if you have a threesome situation, three people, I don't know, whatever your situation is, I'm just going to say, when any one of the people within that relationship is feeling out of place or there's a lack of attention in romance, that can be overwhelming for that person, right? It could be overwhelming in the relationship, meaning the worker bee just has too much, if they're overwhelmed and there's not enough time set aside for romance. Or work has consumed you so much that if you're physically interacting with a person, your mind is on something else. So yes, that guilt can ruin that relationship. But we're not just going to talk about how it ruins it. We're going to go right into how we can maintain work-life balance while having a healthy, fulfilling, intimate relationship. The thing I want to talk about is putting your partner as a priority. Now, let me sip on some water because I jotted that down. So now I have to figure out how I'm going to twist it because I'm the one that I'm the kind of person that says, put yourself first. You are a priority. You are the priority. So I'm going to go and I'm going to twist on that. I'm going to say, put yourself first. You are the number one person. So I say this to say that you have to determine first for yourself, what is the quality of life that I desire? What is the quality of this relationship? What do I want out of this relationship? Now, some may listen and say that sounds pretty selfish, but it's not. Because if you figure out what you want from this relationship, in essence, you're going to give that very same thing to that relationship. Let me say it again. I feel like I'm on a pulpit now. I'm going to say it again. Put yourself first. First determine, what do I want from this relationship? And therefore, that or those very same things that you desire of the relationship, you have got to put that in. You've got to give it to the relationship. Lord, I feel a sermon coming on and it wasn't even in my notes. Let me talk about it. You have to ensure that if you're looking for kindness, gentleness, love, affection, time, energy, attention, romance, whatever it is that you want of that relationship, what do you want that sweet space to be in your romantic relationship, in your intimate relationship? Then you've got to do the work on yourself. I always say that we can't control anything, anyone, any situation except yourself. I always say when there is a relationship issue, whether it's in a marriage or whatever the romantic, intimate relationship is between two people or more, it has got to be where you find yourself desiring the best for that. And so in those relationships, you can't work on a relationship. Every time I hear people say that, you know, we're working things out, we're working on the relationship, I'm going to work on the marriage. It is a frivolous entity someplace, right? It is a word. It is a concept. It is an institution. You can only work on yourself and place that expectation in a way of your own self and give it to that relationship or that person. So you can't really work on a relationship in a sense. You can only really work on yourself. So putting yourself first prioritizing your needs and your desire. And then you will find, I know it sounds a little bit, I don't know what it sounds like to you. I don't know what it's going to sound like to you. But then you will find that you're able to now put the other person first as well. You're going to prioritize that, because if this is your desire, this is what you want, you're going to put that into that relationship. So oftentimes our partners, yourself, can get upset because there's not a peaceful balance in your home, and that can become overwhelming. And I find that that peaceful balance has got to be, first of all, with you. What are my limits? What are my boundaries? And in relationships, it's twofold. I might sound contradictory, because sometimes I even feel like when I express or have views, it's two-sided, because they're called views. They're called, what my outlook is, right? And no one thing is set in stone. And so balance means two sides, right? You can't balance something if there's nothing else. So in order to balance that peace or that relationship, you have to figure out, this is what is working. What is the priority and what are the boundaries? So I started talking about the boundary. And when it comes to intimate relationships with your loved ones, with your partners, I tend to push boundaries. I tend to say, don't make your boundaries too close to home. Expand them a little bit. Understand them a little bit, because it's your boundary that you're setting. So you're limiting your own self. You can't set boundaries for another person. Every one of us has to do that for ourselves. So if you're limiting yourself in your relationships and you are setting too close of a boundary, then you are saying to your other, your significant other or your partner, that this is how much I'm willing to go in this relationship. So I always say expand that a little bit. The larger it is, the bigger your space becomes, the more you're able to, if I dare say, understand better, fit more things in, make more time for, and then you're able to open up and be a little bit more flexible. Because if you're married to someone who works a lot, and it's not necessarily that they work a lot, it could just be that is the nature of the work that they have to do or they do or that they enjoy. So if you're just narrowing things down all the time and you're not being flexible with, you know, your lovemaking or your time that you get to, like, well, we are only going to do Monday, Wednesday, Friday, or the weekends are for this, that, and the other, you're kind of constricting your relationship. So while I will say boundaries are good, too close of a boundary is not so much so good. You have to be open and you have to be flexible. So while prioritizing is, I'm making this a number one, I'm making this a center of focus, it doesn't mean that it's a 1, 2, 3 thing, or, oh, this is on my list, or this is what I've got to do first. You got to make sure that, yeah, this is a very important aspect of my life, my romantic relationship, and this is how I'm going to be open to my partner, right? So putting yourself first, prioritizing your partner, and then setting limits, but not be, how would I say this? Not be someone that sets these limits that are so constricting that it actually stifles the life out of your relationship. Another way I would say to maintain or to gather or to experience more balance in your relationship, right, is to talk about it. Talk about what you need. Because sometimes it could just be you just want to some time just to have coffee. It may, don't set it in stone, because your coffee times are going to vary. My time with my husband is, gosh, it's all over the place. Is my marriage and my relationship a priority? Of course it is. I'm going to make it a priority. My family is a priority. My relationship is a priority. That's my life partner. I enjoy being with him. I enjoy being at home. I enjoy being in the space. But am I going to get upset and angry if, oh my gosh, we're not having coffee together, or we're not eating dinner together, or we can't do this, that, and whatever together? So my focus has to shift a little bit because, number one, of the nature of his work, and number one, because of how we are with each other, how our communication and contact is. So you've got to really know your partner and understand. Play to your strengths, right? So what are your strengths? Are you the person that's able to, switch hats quickly? You know, are you the person that's so rigid that you can't be flexible for a quickie? It's got to be a whole shebang. Or, you know, you're not able to grab, we've got 5 minutes, we've got 10 minutes, not necessarily, it doesn't always have to be a physical contact, you know, in terms of lovemaking, but could just be some time to just hug and sit and be with each other. You know, yesterday I came home and it was so refreshing because my husband was downstairs at the kitchen table and he had his laptop. He was working, but I was, you know, popping stuff in the air fryer. He was popping stuff in the air fryer. We were chit-chatting. I was eating a bunch of plantain chips. And, you know, it was just really nice just to be in each other's space while he worked, but, and while I did something else, but being in that space together, it wasn't a whole long time. It was maybe 30 minutes, but it really made a difference. Number one, because it's not what's normal, right? It's not a habit. That's not his normal general workspace. But it was really nice just to come home and just to be in each other's company and catch up, but just to shoot the breeze, you know, casually. So maintaining a healthy work-life balance, that was a healthy work-life balance. That was just a moment in time for him that he's working, but we're also balancing some time together. Then I went to pick up my son from school and came home, and I was like, wow, you're still at the same place. In a way, it was such a compliment. I felt so good in my mind. I'm thinking, oh, great, now all three of us can interact. And that was amazing, right? So you just have to plot those personal times, but you don't have to plot it like, what would I say, a funeral plot. It's not the end all and be all of every single thing, right? So your time is important, but your time is not going to be always set in stone, right? So you've got to know your peaks and your valleys. When's a good time? Every time should be a good time. I think too many times in relationships, we want a structure, too much of a structure. And when we don't get that, we kind of, especially women, I find, we kind of get mad. And especially for some of us who are creatures of habit, or we just want what we want when we want it, we're kind of a little inconsiderate to other people's schedule and time, right? So if I'm a morning person and mornings work for me, and then, you know, another person is not a morning person and mornings doesn't work for them, how do you balance and manage? And by morning person and what works, I'm not, in when it comes to relationships and intimacy, I'm not referring always to sexual intercourse or contact, right? I'm referring to spending intimate time, right? Because it's that connection that keeps you connected in your relationship, right? It's always about, do you see me? you hear me? Can I get a hug? I will say this, though. I wanted to post and reference this this morning because I woke up to a beautiful text this morning, and it was a text from one of my sons in New York, my middle son, Jacob. And I was just checking in on him because typically, I'm calling, I'm checking in, just, touch base. After a while, you realize that they're boys and they're not so chit-chatty. And, it was kind of like, I'll check in when I have something to share. And I have male friends who are like that, and I realize it's a guy thing, right? So yesterday I text him and I say, hey, I love you. I'm just checking in. You good? And of course his response among, it was a little short paragraph, but it's like, hey, mom, I'm doing great. New York is busy, blase, blase. I'm making friends. They're all great. Of course, everyone loves him. I miss you guys a lot. I'm not getting hugs. Sad face. And that stuff struck me. And then he put COVID sucks. And I thought about that because, of course he said, I'm safe. I'm doing well. I love you so much. And thank you for being there for me. Even when I don't utilize that more, I love you, mom. And I read it over and over, but what resonated with me and actually what I definitely wanted to touch on that is that we, during this time, aren't getting hugs. And that is the human connection. I've got friends that are single, that really live alone. It's just them, maybe them and an animal. But animals don't hug you like that. You can hug the animal. You can feel their comfort and all of that stuff. But when you're away from your spouse or your loved ones or your children, you're not getting hugs, especially during this time. I was saying to my sister, I was referencing the text, and I was saying to her earlier that how it resonated with me because even at work, I'm a hugger. My team, we're huggers. I think they kind of like got that for me. It's like you greet each other maybe after a long weekend or someone shares something personal, the good news or something. We're jumping up and we're hugging each other. Even my clients, when they share something, whether it's their heartbreak or success or whatever, they're there for, 90% of the time my day with every interaction with a human being is a hug. And of course, I'm fortunate, and a lot of us are fortunate at home where you have your spouse and your children, and you could still get that hug. But, Jacob's away in New York. He's with his friends and your roommate. And, of course, you're going to be, like, social distancing physically, and you're not getting hugs. And I thought about that. So when I say that intimacy is more than a sexual intercourse with your partner, it is just that hug, the time, the attention, the space that you share to exchange energy. And that's really, really important. If you're not feeling quite balanced in your relationship, if you're not feeling satisfied in your relationship at home or your relationship, some people have long distance relationship. If it's not satisfying, if there's not an exchange of energy, if you're not spending, I know if I have friends that live away from their spouse because of the travel, issue, with the COVID and all of that stuff. So it's important to maintain that connection using media, using your FaceTime, making your meals together over the phone, Zoom or whatever. Use the technology as much as you can. Express yourself and extend that, even a blowing of a kiss emoji or a hug or just saying, I'm sending you hugs, because people need that. And when I say relationships need that, it's not just your spouse, the person you're married to, your friends, they need that. So yes, while I'm saying that it's important to have that balance at home in your relationship, it's important to create that balance for your friends, for your loved ones, in all of your relationships. All of the points do apply to everyone because we are human beings. If my relationship with my children's off, I'm going to feel it. It's going to impact me at work. It's going to impact my mental space, right? So if I'm not making that time, if I'm not prioritizing my family, my loved ones, my children, then all that's going to be off. So while I am saying romantic or intimate or spouse or, you know, partner, I am very much aware that a lot of people, I have friends that won't check off any of those boxes or can't. But does that mean that we all don't have other people in our lives that we are able or can reach out or need to, you know, maybe just use this time to work on relationships that you might need to with your children or grandchildren or family members or friends. Sometimes relationships get a little bit sour and it does affect us and it does impact us. And it does wear on us. Sometimes we try to, you know, brush it aside and maybe use these jargons that we hear, you know, this is me and, you know, these self-empowering, you know, flashcards and things like that. And we think that that fixes everything. It really doesn't. If you're really not doing the work on yourself and the work to give to the relationships in your life, it's not going to work. You can put as many flashcards up on Facebook as you like, but we all have to dig deep and see it. It's going to manifest. And I will say, it's going to manifest when we're off balance, regardless of which area we're talking about, right? Whether it's relationships, whether it's your work, whether it is school, whatever it is, it's going to impact your mental and physical health. So I would say, you know, make it work. You know, make it work. If you're working too much, if you're not spending enough time with loved ones, you know, some things, that, you know, some red flags that you're doing too much work and not putting enough in relationships, or you're not balanced, you're doing too much of one thing, or you're suffering in that intimate space. Red flags, some people, they turn to alcohol to relax. They become unproductive. They're not motivated. They don't get enough sleep, so they're fatigued. You go to bed at 1 o'clock, 2 o'clock, you wake up at 4 or 5 o'clock, you're fatigued. You feel down a little bit, depressed, maybe feeling blue. Your stress level is up. Your heart's not working the way it should. You know, your heart's working overtime. You know, you have the tension in your neck and your back, and then your relationships are taking a hit. Your relationship with your because I will say we all are not there, but, you know, just make sure that you have that balance. And number one, the relationship that I speak about, the most important is your relationship to yourself. How am I taking care of myself? Because how I'm taking care of myself and what I'm putting in myself is what I will have to give to any other relationship in my life, and that includes your intimate relationships with your spouse, your loved ones, your lovers, et cetera. So with that being said, I just want to just say, make sure that we're taking the time to balance our work life, because work life does have an impact on our relationships and our productivity at work and ultimate life satisfaction. Thank you for joining me today on the Charmaine Show on Blog Talk Radio, as I did a little chit-chat on work-life balance and what can cause some relationship conflicts. In the meantime, you take care of yourself until we talk again. Happy Wellness Wednesday.